This is a CKTZ News update. With volunteers preparing to plant indigenous species in the new Dillon Creek wetlands, Linnea Farms executive director describes what this project means to her. The need to purify the streams emptying into Gunflint Lake became apparent during the algae bloom of 2014. The logical place to start was Cortez Island's oldest farm. In the spring of 2018, wetland restoration specialist Tom Biebighauser took Tamara McPhail and Adam Schick of Linnea Farm on a walk through the part of their property that was to be restored as wetlands.
When Tom came, we got to walk through the fields, all the way up through the creek, and we got to go to where Ken Hansen had stopped clearing land when the property was sold.
She's referring to Ken Hansen, who owned the farm between 1950 and 1978.
We got to see like where the alder trees started to grow and where the original erosion stopped. I got to see farm through a wetland restoration guru's eyes, and that was really eye-opening for me. So I learned a lot in that original walkthrough. I got to see where the erosion actually started, and that was really where Ken had stopped clearing land. And that was that second growth. I started to understand like what natural wetlands look like. We were sort of the on-farm people that got to spend that amount of time with Tom and really start to understand like, what a wetland was and how Linnea potentially looked previous to the lands being drained and turned into agricultural fields. So I guess my role has been the yes person on Linnea Farm in a weird way. Kind of the contact with foci and the person that's been helping to look after the fields. By no means am I the only one that is in that role, but Adam, Kirsten, and I talked a lot about how a potential wetland could change and if we could actually accommodate that, what it actually meant for us. So getting the chance to spend with Tom in that original connection was really eye-opening for me. I sort of feel like in my time at Linnea, the deep learning, it keeps going layer upon layer upon layer deeper, and you start to see yourself as a farm, and then you see yourself as a farm ecosystem, and then within that, you're actually within another ecosystem. So I just keep finding these layers of information and learning. And when Tom came to visit, he started talking about the sound of running water was actually erosion, and that Dillon Creek that I always called it was actually a ditch. It was created to drain these wetlands. And I all of a sudden kind of stepped back and went, whoa, okay, yeah, I see what you're saying. And so I started to hear running water as erosion and started to really understand how the soil that was way up, even before it comes into the fields, where it was being undercut by these higher rain events, I started to understand how bad that was. I mean, of course you understand that erosion is bad. I mean, I'm not trying to downplay my intelligence level, but I started to see the impact of that original ditch being dug and how bad it was. And we had a moment in time to be able to address that. Our job as Linnea Farm stewards is to care for this land and speak for it when it can't speak for itself, you know, a little bit like the Lorax speaking on behalf of the trees. Our job is to really enhance that deep listening. When agricultural land is created, the farmers at that time were doing was the best agricultural practices they knew how to do. And here we are decades later, knowing that there are pieces that we can do to mitigate some of the damage that was originally created as the land settles, because we don't know when we do something how exactly the land will respond. We can do our very best with the knowledge that we have and with the wisdom that we carry and with all the professionals that we can bring in and all the measuring and everything. We can do our very best, but decades down the road, we may need to like alter things. When you ask what my role is, it's to be that voice and to allow changes to take place if it logically appears to be the best thing to do for that land.
There have been many work days since the Dillon Creek Wetlands Restoration Project began. A transformation took place last month when the pasture was torn apart to prepare the way for the wetland. CKTZ News interviewed Tamara McPhail shortly after that. Now the rains have begun. Water has filled the hollows that were intended for ponds. The soil is moist, and tomorrow, September 28th, volunteers will be planting 320 indigenous plants in the new wetlands. Anyone interested in participating is asked to come between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. Bring a shovel or wheelbarrow if you have one. You've been listening to an interview with Tamara McPhail, Executive Director and Land Steward, about the Dillon Creek Wetlands Restoration Project.